For years, Michigan Supreme Court Justice Elizabeth Weaver has criticized the way we choose the judges who sit on Michigan's highest court. She wants, among other things, to end the governor's unchecked appointment process in the case of vacancies. She also wants to stop the system whereby the justices are nominated by the major political parties, something that she and many others think has made for excessive partisanship on the court. So Weaver worked out a deal whereby she resigned yesterday, and Governor Jennifer Granholm appointed a Democratic judge from Grayling. "Now you understand how it works," she told a reporter. The governor denied that any deal had been made. But Betty Weaver said she wouldn't have stepped down if she wasn't sure that the governor wouldn't have appointed Alton Davis, who's been on the Michigan Court of Appeals, to the High Court. "You can call it what you want," Justice Weaver said. What is clear is that it gave Democrats a 4-3 majority on the court, and left Republicans screaming mad. They'd announced the newest justice as a partisan hack and a politician in a robe. That's because they were hoping to replace Justice Weaver with one of their own robed politicians. And that just got a lot harder. That's because tomorrow, the Michigan Democratic Party will nominate Justice Davis for election to a full 8-year term in November. And he will be listed on the ballot as Justice of the Supreme Court, something that everyone agrees will give him a big advantage over whomever the GOP nominates. Prior to yesterday, it looked like Justice Weaver was going to nominate herself to run as an independent, something she would have done with quiet Democratic support. But she decided she'd had enough. Her departure comes, in a sense, as a blessing. The court has been at war with itself for years. Weaver, ironically, was elected twice as a Republican, but she turned against her GOP colleagues 9 years ago when they voted to deny her a second 2-year term as Chief Justice. Actually, all the justices voted against her. Her administrative skills were thought to be lacking. But she blamed the Republicans and began openly feuding with them. And she began voting more and more with the Democrats, as when she crossed party lines last year to help elect Merrilynn Kelly Chief Justice. Angered, some of her colleagues started making their disputes personal. Justice Weaver can be rambling and inarticulate when she speaks. Her style of dress is eccentric. Yet her legal opinions have been coherent and thoughtful, and so are her criticisms of Michigan's Supreme Court. Here's some of what she said when she resigned yesterday. "The present system by which we elect and appoint Supreme Court justices is deeply flawed and in need of an overhaul. Specifically, we need to promptly reform the process of how we select justices, and we need transparency and accountability. We need justices and judges who are dedicated to the rule of law, who are independent, impartial, exercise judicial restraint, apply common sense, and who are wise, honest, orderly, competent, fair, civil and professional, open, not secretive, and nonpartisan." What she's saying is that the present system is clearly broken, and we need to change Michigan's Constitution and fix it.